They're just a tap away, convenient, fast, and increasingly essential. We're, of course, talking about e-hailing services like Uber, Bolt, InDrive, and a range of other sorts of drivers or apps, platforms that are available. And it's changed how we move through our cities. But, of course, as the industry grows, so too do the concerns around safety, both for drivers and passengers, from a range of different issues when it comes to reckless driving, to hijackings, to fake profiles. The road isn't always as smooth as the app or the app or the platform perhaps suggests. And the question then around, which of course came up yesterday as well, which is how safe is e-hailing in South Africa really? And what's really being done to protect those behind the wheel and on the backseat? Joining us on the line now is the chairperson of the Western Cape E-Hailing Association, Siyabonga Tlabisa. Siyabonga, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning to the listeners.
E-hailing services have become really, really essential for many people who perhaps work odd hours and are unable to access, you know, traditional forms of public transport, or who would find themselves residing in areas where, you know, they are perhaps further away from public transport routes. And yes, while it served as a big a help and an advantage to people who perhaps find themselves in a position like that, it hasn't always been smooth sailing.
Yeah, most of the time, I think in our side, I think the app companies that we just mentioned now, I think they've been one of the best solution for especially the communities for in terms of getting an easy way to move from point A to point B. But one would never also shine away and run away from the fact that there are challenges that exist there that faced by the drivers and the riders in terms of safety issues.
Mm. In your view, is e-hailing services in South Africa safe?
I think it's between the two. You know, one can say it's safe. One can say it's not safe because of the challenges that we currently facing. I think the riders are having a big concern about you know, the fake accounts created by drivers that are not traceable from the app. They can't even be responsible for that. You know, also in our side as drivers, also there is a complaint of the safety issues for the drivers also, which are very concerned about the fake accounts being created in targeting of the drivers also. So it's one of the very one cannot confirm that it's safe at the moment. It's one of the challenges that I think everyone is encountering, especially in South Africa.
And I think one of the things that you've raised and we raised in the introduction as well is the safety of drivers. We've seen, you know, numerous reports, media reports of a variety of different incidents in which drivers have been targeted, whether that is in the form of robberies or hijackings. There is, of course, that famous case in the Parkwood area here in Cape Town where an Uber driver was killed because he was assumed to be busy with some nefarious activity while he was essentially just waiting to pick up a passenger.
Yeah, you know, it's drivers are getting killed. It's almost something that I always get reports each and every day. Videos are shared to me and the association, and it's one of the biggest challenges. It's a fear. I think all of us, when you wake up in the morning, even now I'm preparing to go out and work, you are not sure if you're going to come back to your family again, you know, because, you know, these criminals, they are targeting us. We are easy target. You know, this incident that you just mentioned now, it's there's a lot of them. I just received a video yesterday of one of the drivers who was stabbed, you know, inside the car. And, you know, it's something that we are very concerned about. But as an association, we've been trying to engage even only with app companies, you know, to shy away from exposing drivers to dangerous areas. That's why, as the Western Cape E-Hailing Association, we'll be running a campaign, safety campaign, to go to societies, meeting up with the CPF so that the society can assist. Because one of the biggest challenges is that the society knows these people who are doing this to us, but unfortunately, SAPS has never done so much, because I think a case of a driver, Uber driver, being killed, has just become common and simple. It's something that is very common to the society now. So we feel like we are not yet being protected. That's why we'll be running such campaign as an association to make sure that the society protests us, because they need us at the end of the day. But one of the most important things is that when we continue with this campaign, we want to make sure to those dangerous areas that we'll make them and mark them a no-go zoned area. We're not going to allow any driver to continue to drive on most dangerous areas where drivers have been robbed. And also, we want to emphasize to the app companies, those who expose drivers to those dangerous areas. Because, for instance, Uber, they will make a search on dangerous areas and trying to, you know, force drivers to go to those dangerous areas to pick up because there is money there. You know, unfortunately, drivers are so desperate at this moment and they took those chances. That's why most of them, they lose their lives.
I'm wondering then also from the perspective of profitability. I know there's been some issues raised around these apps and how, I guess, how much or how little at times drivers receive compared to the cost of that particular trip. What do you make of that conversation, and have you had any engagements with the various platforms around this?
That is still a debate. You know, when I take you back, I think one of the things that one celebrated recently, which was last year when the Department of Transport announced that the president has signed the transport land bill, and we are part of the bill now, which is one was hoping that would be regulated as soon as possible so that we can able to operate in our own price. But unfortunately, at this moment, you know, we are facing a big challenge where these app companies, they are taking like almost 40% of what we're supposed to be, you know, getting, because the commission, like Uber, the commission before when they arrived in South Africa, I think it once been 18%. They went to 25%, which is the worst they agree of. But unfortunately, now they are taking up to 40%. Wow. And that 40%, if you look at it, the petrol price has been increasing more than four times in South Africa. Things has been changing. Groceries are expensive. And most of the time, they are controlling us because they still require some cars, new cars from us. We can't afford those cars, you know. And the biggest challenge is that also while you are driving on that 40% that they're requesting, you know, they've been taking something called a taxi, especially Uber, and they come a time whereby we complained, and then that taxi disappeared. You know, it's not appearing anymore. But they were not even telling us which that tax was, because it was not a SARS tax. It was something else. So there's so much of undisclosed and transparency that is lacking from some of these app companies. But one is not going to shy away for the fact that other companies also, like Bolt at the moment, I think they're also adjusting to get somewhere. But I think with Uber, it's still a challenge. But one of the things that one is hoping of, the engagement that has already continuously taking place, especially with the Department of Transport and Mobility in the Western Cape, also with other department within national level, even the minister also, I know that they are engagement where we hosted our conference in UWC, and also there was engagement with the Department of Transport to say that they have signed everything, they are just in waiting for the final stage, which will hopefully, after that has been done, maybe someone is going to consider it. But we want our government to take place and to be involved in this and make sure this thing needs to be come to the end, because drivers are suffering, honestly. They wake up in the morning, everyone trying to work. You know, if I can tell you yesterday, guys will tell you, we are in a quiet season in the Western Cape on its own, but we don't make any money at all, because these app companies, they are continuously reducing prices, they are competing to each other, but drivers are suffering.